Right now on VFN TV, President Donald Trump speaks at the 66th annual National Prayer Breakfast and invokes so much of God, so much of our Constitution. It's going to be so encouraging for you today. And we're also going to find out, do you have these little Google devices that you talk to? You say, hey, Google. We want to find out what Google has to say is, who is Jesus? That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, you join us. It's John Ramos. Hello, we're so excited about always being here with you and each other. You know, we love to hear from you. We're just so encouraged. Like, we're just one people. You know, the ones that...
I think it's a tribe, man.
It's a tribe. And, you know, you just do your thing together.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging each other. We're so excited about, you know, VFNKB's mountains, all the different mountains that you're impacting and you're a part of, and, you know, all the webinars that are here and available.
Absolutely.
For you, and the stuff that you're getting online when you
and
go to VFNKB.com.
Yes.
You know, the podcast, the success secrets. Oh, my goodness. You know, you just inspire us. We love to hear from you in that. You know, and it's just...
Making me want to join the community. Wait a minute. I think
I am in the community.
I am in the community.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you don't ever want to do something that you don't want to be a part of. And every day we're grateful to be a part of this. And we're grateful for you. It's us together. You know.
Definitely.
And so the President Donald Trump, you have the National Prayer Breakfast every single year. Well, this is the 66th annual. 66 years they've been doing this. The National Prayer Breakfast. And the president, when he speaks, he literally just invokes God. But first, I want you to hear what Franklin Graham had to say, because he was there at the National Prayer Breakfast. What did Franklin Graham say?
This is what he said. It was a privilege to be at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday. Many powerful testimonies to God and prayers for our country were shared by different individuals. The Prayer Breakfast is a bipartisan event co-chaired by a Democrat and a Republican. This just goes to show you that both parties in Washington can work together when we come together in Jesus' name. It was refreshing to see. Below are some of the comments that the president made, and we're going to pray for him, and we pray for all of our leaders in Washington, D.C. Wow, beautiful.
That said, you know, this is, you know, Franklin. If you don't know Franklin, you got to meet Franklin. You know, you got Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, his dad, you know, started that Samaritan's Purse, and we're so blessed to have him.
He went to all 50 state capitals before the election, didn't make it political, and was crying out to God and led these prayer rallies.
Yes, at the Capitol of repentance. People showed up, and the thing he led everybody on was like, we got to repent for our sins, right? And he didn't make it political or any particular party. And thank God for his leadership.
Absolutely.
You know, what's going on. And so the president stands up at the 66th annual National Prayer Breakfast, and he begins to declare, you got to see this. This is what he said. He says, each year this event reminds us that faith is central to American life and to liberty. Our founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence, and our currency declares, in God we trust, and we place our hands on our hearts, and we recite the Pledge of Allegiance and proclaim, we're one nation under God. Mm. And this is, do you remember where we were this time?
Oh, I remember
14 months ago.
I remember one National Prayer Breakfast. Yes.
And it was like, you know, America's no longer a Christian nation. Yeah. Let's don't get on our high horse anymore. It's like, well, God loves all nations, all people. And yes, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. And the president's invoking that. So we have a leader now that the people voted in and put in office that God allowed to be there, obviously.
That's right.
And also he's honoring God, and he's declaring, you know, God's name and on our money. It says, in God we trust.
This is what you want from a president. I mean, my goodness, it doesn't get much better than that.
And it's not in vain. God sees this,
oh,
and it's
yes.
very, very important to the Creator, our Father God, and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we openly say what's truth, when we speak
Absolutely.
That out. God will partner with that. You
and
know?
Particularly what a leader of a nation says. I mean, God definitely hears.
Yeah, and then the president goes on to say in his speech there, as he's talking, he says, America is a nation of believers, and together we are strengthened by the power of prayer. Mm. I mean, think about that. So our president's talking about, he's at the National Prayer Breakfast. Go figure, he's talking about prayer, right? And it's like, and prayer, by the way, is this. God, it's me again. How are you doing? God, yeah. I love you. You know, we need you in America. God, can you protect our president and our Congress and our leaders? And you bless my parents and bless my, you know, it's talking to God.
Conversation.
It's conversation with God. Of course, it's also our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. So it's talking and agreeing with God. And our president is talking and agreeing with God publicly. Mm. And he goes on to say, he says, our rights are not given to us. Given to us by man, our rights come from our Creator. Mm. And no matter what, no earthly force can take those rights away. This is why the words, praise be to God. I don't know if you're seeing that when I was talking about it. Praise be to God is written on top of the Washington Monument. And those same words are etched into the hearts of our people. So today, we praise God for how truly blessed we are to be Americans.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
This is our president. He's talking to the creator of the universe. He's talking, he's acknowledging him. He's pointing out how we've always acknowledged him in our environment. He talks about the Washington Monument. Take a look at, remember the Washington Monument? It's in the mall. Look at that thing. It's 554 feet. It's the tallest building in
Washington,
D.C.
Isn't there some sort of law that says no other building
can be higher than that?
You know why? Because it says praise be to God on top.
Yeah, at the very top. As a matter of fact, tell us what's at the very top. You have this aluminum cap there.
Yeah, it's a cap.
You're seeing how big it is. These are men climbing. Oh, that's how big this monument is right there. But the very top of this. Tell us what's at the very top.
Well, this is the aluminum apex is what they call it. At the time when they were putting this thing together, it was a rare metal as valuable as silver, and it was cast by a William Frischmuth of Philadelphia. At the time of casting, it was the largest piece of aluminum in the world, and before the installation, it was put on public display at Tiffany's in New York City and stepped over by visitors who could say they had stepped over the top of the Washington Monument.
So there's this large tip of the Washington Monument in Tiffany's.
In Tiffany's.
And people were stepping over it.
Yeah.
And it was the most precious metal at that particular
time.
The most
valuable
metal.
Valuable.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And at the very top of it, it's etched, Praise be to God. Is that awesome?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so nothing can be higher than God. That's what they're saying. Nothing can be higher than that.
Yeah. It kind of takes that argument that God doesn't belong in the public square.
He's literally in the public mall in Washington, D.C. Let's go back and read that one more time, what he said. He says, our rights are not given to us by man. Our rights come from our Creator. No matter what, he says, no earthly force can take those rights away. This is why the words, praise be to God, are etched atop of the Washington Monument, and those same words are etched into the hearts of our people. So today, we praise God for how he truly blessed us just to be an American.
That's beautiful.
Is that not beautiful, man? This is our president, right? And he goes on to say, he says, this is our land. This is this National Prayer Breakfast, the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast. Our president's declaring, on our land, we see the splendor of God's creation. Throughout history, we see the stories of God's providence in every city and town, and we see the Lord's grace around us through millions of acts of kindness, courage, and generosity. This is our president. And guess what he says? We love God. Is this awesome?
Yes.
We see the Lord's grace in the service members who risk their lives for our freedom. We see it in our teachers who work tirelessly for their students, and the police who sacrifice for our communities. And we see the Lord's grace in the moms and the dads who work 2 to 3 jobs to give their children a chance for a better and much more prosperous and happy life. This is awesome, isn't it? And as the Bible tells us, look at that, as the Bible tells us, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works. Let's say that again. Hold on. Listen to what he said. This is our president.
It's a scripture here. This is scripture.
By the way, this is so truthful. This is the reality of mankind. He says, this is back at the last scripture right there. Last thing he reads. He's saying, as the Bible declares, I mean, think about it, the Bible. As the Bible declares, We, that's you, me, him, all of us that are talking, everybody, every race, every nation of people, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. That's the Son of God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Mm. So he's saying the reason why these grace and these things are happening in our nation is because of God and how God created us to do good works. And then he even goes on further. He says, when Americans are able to live by their convictions, to speak openly of their faith and to teach children what is right, our families thrive, our communities flourish, and our nation can achieve anything. Mm. This is exciting. Wow. You know, one thing the Lord told me, you know, during this prophetic encounters with him, he told me he was going to be president before he was president. But he said, we got the church needs to pay attention to what this man's doing. He's confident. He says what he believes in. He doesn't care about the negative press. And guess what? And you're seeing these things happen. We as the church, we should be more confident than anybody else. We are in relationship and in the family of God. And we need that kind of boldness to be able to declare the goodness of God. But our president did it and is doing it at the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast. This is so far from where we were. And I want to ask you this question, but you know, before we go to break, you know, what are your thoughts towards this? I mean, we want to hear about it. Post it in the community, write to us, talk to us. And also I want to say this to you right now. You've been asking right now, you've been asking the question, you know, I really want to give. I want to sow. I want to do something. You know, I want to be part of VFN KB and what's happening, VFN TV and all the thing. I want to be part of the tribe. You are part of the tribe. But some of you are saying, I want to give financially. Stop wondering and give. We need your finances. We have so many things going on right now. As a matter of fact, I have a need right now that you could be a part of this need. We have a huge budget. But there's one thing you can partner with. We have $700 a month need that if you can provide that need every single month, it's going to be something that's amazing, the tool that God has given us, and that will provide that tool to be able to do it. That's how you can help. You know, just whatever you're investing, invest in the kingdom. This is powerful. That's right. A season of time where we're speaking to 196 countries, 7 territories, our tribe and community. God's speaking to us about 60 million people will be in this tribe, and that will be a part of you know, giving. So take a moment, take a time, and just be a part of that. And there's so many other things, but I feel like I was supposed to share that with my prayer time this morning, to share that with you. You're looking at a need that you can meet. Well, that's every single month. That's one particular thing, but actually it's a tool that actually ministers to our whole tribe around the world. So that's so, so exciting. John, what's next?
Wow, that's powerful. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to find out what Google says who Jesus is. I think you're going to be utterly surprised, maybe amazed.
That talking thing, right?
The talking thing. We're going to show you it. Someone talking to it and what it says or doesn't say. But join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio Program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. So we have these devices, right? You have Siri. You have
Alexa.
Google. Google Assist.
And who else would us are going to come
right.
up with?
And of course, you say, I would never use something like that. You're like, did you know Siri? When you look at your phone and it tells you the weather? That's Watson. That's a computer. Artificial intelligence is giving you the weather now. Pretty accurately. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, your phone that you're carrying around with you. And so you think about how is it helping you, and it's helping you spell check or different things that are going on like that.
Setting appointments for you.
I mean, you think about it. You know, we got to not forego our authentic relationships with each other and use it as a tool. Have it submit to us and us not submit to it. It's another question. If you haven't yet, you know, as part of our community, signed up for the value-based vision management webinar and the encounter school for you that's sitting in there. It's called value-based vision management. It takes you on this journey because you got to find out how do you manage all this stuff, because so many great things are happening, but you might find yourself submitting to them and it's kind of leading you and you're kind of sitting
back.
This
is a highly, highly valuable course,
yes,
training.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it. You really want to get it. And you will capture your destiny. Really.
It's us to you. Believe me, we walk the journey and we know that we need this. Well, so you talk to your phone, right? And you ask it questions sometimes if you have a phone or a computer. And you say, you know, for Google, it's like, hey, Google, right?
Yeah.
Or hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Well, it's not behaving today.
Oh, there it is. And it's talking right now.
Yeah.
And it's saying, yes, handsome. Anyway, so, just joking. He thought it was Pat. And so it, you know, it answers questions. And so, and it has all this data that's gathered up. And it's basically, it's not really human intelligence, even though people are saying that. It's just information that is gathered from being able to ask the question. And from your Google searches that people are doing, putting it in there. So the big question is this. This one lady, she wanted to find out what, you know, Google. Hey, Google, who is Jesus? As a matter of fact, right now I can make your phone go off. Hey, Google. Or, was it Siri? What was Siri's?
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. And I bet they went off all around the world. But listen to this. So she asked the question, who is Allah, who is Buddha, and who is Jesus, and who is Jesus Christ? And listen to how distinctly the corporation known as Google, who designed the product, what they did to Jesus. We'll let her tell you, and she's going to just ask, and you're going to see what takes place. And she's got a little checkoff box,
mm-hmm.
and she puts a question mark by the ones that it doesn't answer. Let's go there now.
Oh, I'm testing out Google. Hey, Google, who is Allah?
According to Wikipedia, in Islamic theology, God is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator, sustainer, ordainer, and judge of everything in existence.
Hey, Google, who is Buddha?
According to Wikipedia, Gautama Buddha, also known as Siddhartha Gautama, Shakyamuni Buddha, or simply the Buddha, after the title of Buddha, was an ascetic and sage on whose teachings Buddhism was founded.
Okay. Hey, Google, who is Jesus Christ?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Okay. Hey, Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
All right, well, let's try this. Hey, Google, who is New Age?
According to Wikipedia, New Age is a term applied to a range of spiritual or religious beliefs and practices that developed in Western nations during the 1970s.
Okay, let's try it. Don't worry about this. Hey, Google, who is Brahman?
On the website bbc.co.uk, they say, Hindus believe that there is one true God, the Supreme Spirit, called Brahman. Brahman has many forms, pervades the whole universe, and is symbolized by the sacred syllable Om. Most Hindus believe that Brahman is present in every person as the eternal spirit or soul, called the Atman.
Let me try this again. Hey Google, who is Jesus Christ?
My apologies. I don't understand.
Hey Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
You probably need to call the programmers. Okay, that was interesting. What are your thoughts?
Who is Jesus Christ? I mean, wow. Think about it. And every time you notice, it's searching the database of Wikipedia, mostly saying, according to Wikipedia. So obviously, Wikipedia didn't have anything in there about Jesus.
No,
right?
Nothing, right?
Well, let's see what Wikipedia has about Jesus. Look at that. It has information about Jesus.
Goodness.
So it could have said, according to Wikipedia, and it could have talked
about
Jesus.
It could have.
So what should it have said?
Well, according to Wikipedia. I mean, we know who Jesus is, but according to Wikipedia, if they would have followed their motto, she would have responded, or the Google would have responded, Jesus, also referred to as Jesus of Nazareth.
You're reading out of Wikipedia.
I'm reading out of Wikipedia. And Jesus Christ was a Jewish preacher and religious leader. He is the central figure of Christianity.
Check.
All right, check. Wait a minute. He is the central figure of Christianity.
Most Christians
believe him to be the incarnation of God.
That's huge.
So huge.
That's the incarnation. It's awesome. Okay.
The incarnation of God, the Son, and the Son, and awaited Messiah.
Christ. Okay.
Christ, prophesied in the Old Testament. Virtually all modern scholars of antiquity agree that Jesus existed historically.
Yeah.
Jesus was a Galilean, a Jew who was baptized by John the Baptist and subsequently began his own ministry, preaching his message orally and often being referred to as Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was debated with fellow Jews on how to best follow God.
Mm.
He engaged in healings,
taught
in parables, and gathered
followers.
He was arrested and tried by the Jewish authorities and turned over to the Roman government, and was subsequently crucified on the order of Pontius Pilate, the Roman prefect. After his death, his followers believed he rose
from the dead,
and the community they formed eventually became the Christian church.
So obviously, according to Wikipedia, they actually intentionally stopped and blocked who Jesus was. This is to be so excited. Don't be offended. This means he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Jesus is they're scared of the real deal. Jesus is real. He's the, you know, it's amazing.
They're terrified.
That's what separates false gods from God. God sent his Son to represent himself. He is the image of the invisible God. When you saw him express who he was expressing the heart of God himself. And what Google's doing, they literally have put a line and blocked something off. It's very important what they did, because what he claims to be true, it's the real deal. And when you look at the scripture right here, it's John chapter 14. What Google has actually done with their corporate decision is blocked the way for all of their customers who use their product. You can put up John,
which is the whole world.
Yeah, he's blocking the way to eternal life.
42:18.
Yeah, 42:18. I want you to see this. And so Google is blocking the knowledge of the Son of God. He is the way. Look at this is what Jesus proclaimed, and it's true. Jesus told us very clearly, I am the way and
the truth
and
the life.
No one comes to the Father who is God except through me. That's John 14:6. So Google made some sort of corporate decision, and we encourage you to change your decision. But get excited, because they told
the secret.
They understood that this name separates, it divides country, it brings division. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace but a sword. When you speak the truth, it divides false gods from real God. It just separates and sets apart and says, you know what? If you want to know God, if you want to know the truth, you want to know the way, you want to know the life, if you want to come to God, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And by them actually taking it down, because they know, because they're worldwide, so they're going to lose a customer base if they start putting Jesus out there for who he is. It's like, hey, if you don't believe it, why are you scared?
Exactly.
You know why? You're scared because it's real. But let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. He's got a plan for your life. In our future program next week, you're going to be really blessed as you find somebody. She was a radical jihadist terrorist Islamic follower, and she just hated everybody who wasn't Muslim. And she loved to see people hurt and killed and even decapitated. But wow. Guess what? She found Jesus. She found the love of God, and you're going to find out about that. It's just so powerful. And if that's you, let me tell you something. He loves you. That's the difference in everything that you've been hearing. He loves you. We want to hear about the love. Listen, you know, we love how you're talking to us all the time in our community and tribe. But listen, this is all about love, not about religion. It's not about what scripture you know. But at this particular, when you're commenting below and you're calling, you're emailing, Lord, how can I love everybody? They're going to see my post. They're going to see what I write. They're going to see what I email in. And I want to make sure when they see it, they know about the love of God. That's pretty powerful. So let us know. So right after this break, what are we going to hear
Listen,
from?
Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to share with you VFNKB success secrets. You don't want to miss it. These are from the Benham brothers, two brothers who love God, came up with these amazing principles. You don't want to miss it. It's going to help you to be successful.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. The word today is communication. Irene Black from Kayeta, Arizona, who's a social worker, wanted me to talk about it. Well, Irene, you're talking about something I love, and that is to communicate. The thing I want you to understand about communication today is that it's not a one-way street. Communication is not me talking and you listening. It's not me speaking, telling, directing, pointing. It's us engaged in a two-way conversation. You're talking, I'm talking, I'm listening, you're listening. We're kind of taking what I call a verbal journey, a visual journey, an emotional journey together. So often in communication, we leave someone. I see it happen all the time. Somebody starts talking, the other person's gone. Whenever that happens, Irene, just stop the communication and understand you got to connect, and then you communicate. If I communicate and don't connect, I will always lose the audience. But if I connect with them first, then as we communicate, and communication is not me, it's we, then it will be effective.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV. Anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we were going to deliver you a VFNKB a success secret. We will definitely do that in this week's program.
Yes.
We're coming to an end. We just want to be able to pray with you right now. We want to pray for you as part of our tribe. Stay connected. Stay related. Go to VFNKB.com. We got some stuff for you right there. Father God, we just bless our tribe. We pray for that lady right now that's watching that needs encouragement,
yes.
Father God. We pray for that man that's looking for a job. We just declare jobs over you and hope over you. We call your family back together again. We just declare good things over you, God's good plans over you. And we decree that abortion is ended. We decree that revival is here. And we decree, according to God's word, a third great awakening is upon us in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding, it's not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself,
but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness. Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide, and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord, and how they can spend time with God, and how they can abide, and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful. You know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and that's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey is being blessed. The Bronx, you know, in New York is being blessed. And so many people are being blessed because she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.